Now back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. Here's your host, James Madouk.
Small Business Heroes, the how-to show for entrepreneurs. And I want to thank again Leslie King from the Better Business Bureau. I didn't get a chance to mention her website. It's www.bbb.org. And if you visit that, there's all of the Better Business Bureau sites are there, but you can find a location and find the Eastern Ontario and Outaouais region. So please feel free to visit that. And again, if you do get stuck, always go to smallbusinessheroes.com. We've got a list to all of the guest site there. So thanks again to Leslie King. What we're going to do now is I've got a special guest in the studio with me. It's Lee Underwood. Lee's a sales consultant with Cummings Mitchell Design and
Exhibit Graphics.
There we go. And what we're going to be talking about tonight, I've asked Lee to come in and talk about trade shows and exhibits. And maybe, Lee, just to start off, could you tell us about the oldest profession in the world?
Oh, you had to, didn't you?
Yes,
I did. Thanks for having me, James.
You're welcome.
The oldest profession in the world is not what one might think. We are convinced that exhibiting and selling one's wares in the marketplace, which goes way, way back.
Is the oldest profession. So
yeah.
we're going to talk about the oldest profession tonight. And Liam's over in the booth laughing a little bit. So we're talking about selling here. Come on.
That's right.
Here we go. So we want to talk about selling. We want to talk about exhibits. So we've only got a couple minutes. How can we do an exhibit in a box kind of thing? So if someone is interested, who's listening, wants to know about exhibits, what are the things they need to look for?
Well, what we like to do with our clients is what we call putting their pain on the table.
Their pain?
Their pain.
Okay, so what do you mean by that?
What causes them grief? Why aren't they getting sales? Why aren't they getting leads? Why aren't they getting return on investments when they're participating in trade shows? So we take that information, we analyze it, we talk about their objectives, what shows are they going to? Perhaps they're not a right pick for them. Budget, that type of thing.
Okay, so let's explain to the listeners a trade show. What specifically is a trade show, and what are ones that a small business, let's say someone under 50 employees, what are the kinds of trade shows that you would find smaller businesses in?
Well, for Ottawa, smaller business shows might be even the building show.
Sure.
The Ottawa, what was the Commerce 2000 show, is being labeled the Smart City. That would involve smaller businesses. There's an Oakry showcase taking place in April. That's for smaller businesses.
Okay, so these shows or exhibits are times when you get a physical location in some kind of space, and then what do you do there? What tends to happen?
You either rent mm-hmm. or you purchase a tabletop exhibit, a 10x10 floor model, whatever size that you your budget can afford. You're going to look at dressing that exhibit with graphics.
Dressing with graphics. What do you mean specifically by dressing it with graphics?
Graphics are some images, some messaging, taglines, where you can be found, what you do, how you can help people. And it's all about messaging, focusing to your target audience. And you've got 6 seconds to do it. So you're putting some graphics on your exhibit. They've got to be clean. They've got to be simple.
Okay.
It's a billboard, not a bulletin board.
A billboard, not a bulletin board. So we've got 6 seconds. So how do we decide, or how would someone decide which show is a good show to be in?
I think it's really important that you get on the website, and I'd be happy to provide some to our listeners, to research some shows. They talk about audiences. They talk about what their targets are. They can provide referrals to existing clients that have had a success rate there.
Okay, so the show, the company that's putting the show on, the supplier of the show, they're basically selling the space.
Yes, they are.
In the show, and they should be able to have some evidence on how great that show is.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So it would be stuff like demographics.
Yep, demographics. Events here in Ottawa.
Yes.
Go to their website. They've got a list of all the local shows that they manage. They manage about 5 or 6 of the major shows locally. That's where I would go to start to research your shows.
Okay, so you would go find out, and if, for example, if your target market is a certain demographic, that's one of the first things that you should look at?
Demographic, yeah.
And then what after they've got the right demographic, how important is it the number of people that are showing up at these shows?
Well, it really depends. If it's a very focused show, it might only have 200 attendees going. You might be one of 20 exhibitors. There's really no golden rule.
There's no golden rule
really
for that.
It really depends on industry, I think.
Okay, so
your niche market.
Yeah. So let's say we've decided to go in one, and what's next after that? We found one with the right demographics and the right number of people. What's next after that?
Well, you've got to ensure that you know why you're there. What's the reason you're exhibiting? Who's your audience? What message do you want to get across? Are you there to gather leads? Mm-hmm. Are you there to for exposure? Are you there to see what your competitors are doing? There's a couple of different reasons why you're there.
Okay, so give me an example of maybe a company that you've worked with that's gone to generate leads.
They've gone to generate leads. Well, out of that, once they've done their show selection, they've determined their budget, they've looked after their design, their graphics, there's pre-show, at show, and post-show. Pre-show is making sure your clients know where you are, what show you're at. At show is promotional handouts, bags, pens,
the little
keychains,
tchotchkes and all that stuff that you go to the shows, get the t-shirt kind of stuff.
That's right. And then there's post show, which is following up on those leads that you've got. And that's how you measure results. Did the money I put in this, was my investment returned to me? And there is a way to measure those. And we work with our clients through all of these procedures so that they can really maximize their exposure.
Okay, so let's touch on the pre-show, during show, and post-show. What are some of the things that you find companies do or don't do well during a pre-show, for example?
Well, companies do pre-show. They ought to make sure that their existing clients know where they are, what show they're at, what booth they're at. It's like a party. You'd have a party, you have to invite people to it. At show, again, is the promotional items that we spoke about. And the post-show is, again, the follow-up. You treat the first day back at your office as the last day of your trade show. You've got these wonderful leads to follow up on. You get back to your office. We're all guilty of it. We have
stuff to do and people to
emails,
talk to.
Emails, voicemails, and those hot, hot leads become warm and then cold. So that is what... That's a downfall that clients, they spend all of this money up front. They have a great show. They're tickled that they've got so many wonderful leads, and then
they don't follow up.
It's lost steam.
Okay. So at the beginning, they might have to send, for example, they'll do an email blast or a direct mail blast to let everyone know.
They can also do at-show promotion, sponsorship. Keynote speeches
or
buy
special
packages.
Gifts.
Okay.
Yep. And that's something, again, that the company that's holding the show, they offer those kind of packages as part of the display?
Absolutely. They'll offer that as part of the turnkey. They'll offer perhaps an exhibit or a sponsorship opportunity and a great location for your booth.
Okay. So we've got those three areas. I want to wrap up. So if I'm a small business owner, or perhaps there's a small business out there listening and they've got a brand new product, they've got a brand new service, maybe they're launching, maybe they'd have been in business for 5 years and they're bringing out a new product. What are three things that they should do when they're considering or they're going to be into a show at some kind of trade show or exhibit?
All right. Well, the first most important, well, there's a lot of important aspects to this. But again, I go back to the objectives. Don't just say, I'm going to a show, here's my money, everybody fly down, stay at the hotel, don't drink too much, wear flat shoes. You know, it's more than that.
Okay.
You've got to know why you're there. Your salespeople have to understand that they're there to perform a certain function and role.
Either to make sales or get leads or good exposure.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And not chew gum on the floor.
Not chew gum on the floor.
Yeah.
Number two?
Selecting the best show. If your show is not working for you, then, you know, it's not really a good return on investment. There's a vertical show and a horizontal show.
Okay, explain those quickly.
Yep. A vertical show is what is becoming more popular. It's very focused industry shows. The horizontal show would be something like, I guess, going back to the business show where you have the smaller businesses, you have the large businesses, high tech.
It's across all kind of markets.
That's right. It's very broad.
Okay. And number three?
The follow-up.
The follow-up
is what counts. You
okay.
can do everything else perfectly and beautifully. You don't have follow-up, you do not have sales.
Okay, so follow-up, that's the salespeople on the phone, face-to-face, getting in front of those customers. That's great, Lee. Thank you very much for those three tips. Now, everyone has to act on them. Now, you've got a show upcoming. Maybe you could just quickly tell what's happening with your show.
Well, Cummings Mitchell is proud to host, once again, our trade show marketing seminar. And it is on Wednesday the 6th at the National Arts Center from 9 to 11. And at our office at 1050 Baxter Road on Thursday from 9 till 11. It's complimentary. And
that means free for all the small business owners that are interested in finding out.
And even
out
the
about
coffee and muffins are free.
Perfect.
No charge.
Perfect. Thank you. We've been talking with Lee Underwood, who's a sales consultant at Cummings Mitchell. Thank you very much, Lee. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
We're going to be back shortly with Chris Stratton from IntelliSend talking about security for your website, security for your internet access. So stay tuned for that. You've been listening to Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduk speaking. It's part of Business at Night on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Small Business Heroes on CFRA's Business at Night, brought to you in part by the Entrepreneurship Center and MaxDBC.